Now, as an adult, checking for the signs of cancer is something that you're probably well aware of, maybe something you do regularly, especially if you're a woman. But what about your children? What signs would they show if they had cancer? What would you look for? Would you know what to look for? Well, for Brian and Michelle Hatherley from Ketley, it's something they came to understand all too soon. Their son was diagnosed with leukemia 3 years ago. He's now six and coming to the end of his treatment. But when he first fell ill, it never dawned on them how serious it could be. They've been talking to our reporter, Richard Tisdale.
When you go to the hospital, who's your favourite person at the hospital?
Dr. Andrew.
And why do you like him?
Because he's quick.
He's quick, but when he gives you your cannulas?
Yeah.
James was diagnosed in 2007 with leukaemia, which was a really tough time for us. He's been undergoing treatment now for 3 years. We're coming very close to the end, just four more treatments of chemotherapy left. So it's been a very tough time, but throughout it all, James has been, you know, really amazing. Kept his head high and his spirits, and yeah, really got through a really tough time.
So how did you find out in the first place?
It started off James. I mean, before he was diagnosed, James was really lively, up early, running around all the time, and then he started, you know, wanting to just come home from school, saying he was very tired, wanted to sit on the sofa, didn't want to play. His skin colour started going very pale, and then he started having like problems with his legs, bruising. Originally, we thought he had just he'd had a bad cold, and we thought, okay, he's just a bit run down after a cold. Obviously, our thoughts were, okay, can't be nothing serious. You know, a couple of days later, a family member come around, saw him laying on the sofa and said, take him down to A&E, he's not right. We took him down to the A&E in Telford, and he was admitted there and then, and that day we were told he's got cancer.
Do you want a cup of tea?
I'd love a cup of tea if that's okay, thank you.
Milk, sugar?
Yeah, I'll have milk, one sugar, please.
Do you want
a bit, Brian? No, I'm fine, thanks.
Juice, please.
Feeling guilty. The thoughts that went through my head was, what have I done wrong? I mean, from the time James was born, well, from the time I was pregnant, I made sure I ate healthily. You sort of do question yourself, what have I done wrong? It was guilt. The fact that for weeks James had been saying, my legs hurt, I'm tired, I don't want to go up the hill to school. I felt like I was like dragging him along, saying, oh, come on, you know, no, you're not tired, you're only going to nursery, you know. And then when you're told that this is what he's got and this is part of the symptoms, I sobbed my heart out.
I understand that you're involved with a website now. Is it, tell me about that, is it your own, is it?
Well, it's not my own. It's basically, I've always blogged on MySpace, Facebook, told James' story and spoken to lots of other parents in similar situations. And a group of parents all on Facebook who all going through the same experience with their child, different forms of cancer. We basically got together and said, look, you know, if we all group together, put, you know, our thoughts together, we can come up with a website that we can raise awareness of childhood cancer.
Now, how would you describe James now then?
Like most six-year-old boys, a pain. No, he's doing absolutely wonderful at school, despite him saying it's not much fun. He's very bright and, you know, he's quite a popular kid at school. So.
What music do you like?
I don't like music, full stop.
I don't believe that.
What have you just asked that you want to learn to play?
Drums.
So you can make a lot of noise?
Yeah.
Noisy.
Make my own alarm to wake mummy and daddy up.
Kids are so honest, aren't they? What kind of music do you like? I don't like music at all. But he wants to play the drums.
It was very matter of fact, wasn't it?
That's James, six-year-old James, who's recovering from leukaemia. And you heard also from his mum and dad, Brian and Michelle Hatherley. All the best, James. Good on you, my friend. Get the drums out. Your mum and dad are going to love them.
It's where Shropshire comes to talk. Why not pull up a chair? Your county, your station.